Very much, Sonia.
Recording in progress.
Good morning to everyone. It's really nice to see this room full after all the months of preparation. So thanks. It's nice to see you. So now I would like to come back very briefly on some of the key milestones that were mentioned by Sonia in the chronological timeline. So as some of you might remember, in 2018, we did this first high-level workshop on financing transboundary water cooperation and basin development in Astana, back-to-back with the eighth session of the meeting of the party. And we organized this short event with Switzerland, Netherlands, GEF, World Bank, ADB, and EIB back in at the time. And basically, this event was really the first one to lay the foundation, let's say, to initiate the discussion on financing. And it aimed at having some small regional and thematic roundtables to discuss what were the current needs to enhance transboundary water cooperation. And one of the main outcome of this event was a co-chair summary with some recommendation on, you know, how to further mobilize financing for transboundary water cooperation. And as mentioned by Sonia, following this event, a dedicated work stream was adopted under the program of work of the protocol. And we also used some of the global fora to follow up with partners on this topic, such as, for example, the World Water Week. Next slide, please. And then, as mentioned also, so I will be quick here, we did this first global workshop for 2 days back in 2020. And as you remember, it was COVID time, so that's why we did it online. So it was a bit frustrating because we had initially imagined this event being something very interactive. But despite this, we managed to move, let's say, the discussion a bit further in terms of presenting concrete case studies from shared basins worldwide on how to mobilize money for their needs in terms of supporting transboundary water cooperation and management. And it was also the first time that we had like a short session on private finance, while today we'll have a full day, so it shows also the progress. For this workshop, additional partners joined us, such as UNCDF, AFDB, ADB, IDB, OECD, and Senegal. So it was nice. Next slide, please. Then, basically, as mentioned by Sonia, building on these two workshops, we developed specific dedicated publication on the topic of funding and financing transboundary water cooperation. And actually here, I just want to stop on the fact that we decided at this point to make a difference between the concept of financing, which refers to the funds made available to pay for costs that require repayment in the future, and funding, which refers to funds made available to pay operating costs without a repayment obligation, such as grant. So I wanted to again explain why we are making the difference. And basically, these two publications are almost the same. It's just that one of them is a summary version, because following the long one, we had some requests from countries and partners to make a summary of it. And it basically look at all the financial needs needed at basin level for the establishment and operation of joint bodies and the elaboration and implementation of basin management and development project. And what's interesting with this publication is that they were developed in collaboration with the partners mentioned before, and also they are providing let's say comprehensive overview of the source of funding that can be mobilized for these different needs. Next slide, please. And one good news is that you can find some copies of it in all languages outside of the room. When I say all languages, I mean English, French, Spanish, and Russian. So I would like briefly to give you a glimpse of what's inside this presentation. So as I mentioned, it looks at financial needs related with transboundary water cooperation and management. And we made a difference in this publication between what we call core costs, which are also called regular budget costs, service budget, which are basically incurred through the existence of operation and of an institutional cooperation mechanism, and what we call the program cost, which are more related to activity investment costs, such as river basin monitoring, development and implementation of infrastructure, activities related to adaptation to climate change in the basin, etc., etc. Next slide, please. And so as mentioned before, the publication, in addition to looking at what are the different costs countries and RBOs need to deal with to enhance transboundary water cooperation and management, the publication also looks at the different sources of funding and financing, looking at public sources and also private sources. And what's interesting is that we are providing 20 case studies concrete case studies taken from transboundary basins worldwide, from Europe, Asia, Africa, and Latin America. And we do this mapping between the needs and what are the financial resources that can be mobilized to address them. Also putting in perspective what are the challenges and opportunities related to all these sources. And next slide, please. And now I will just, I mean, it was mentioned actually by Niels during his speech from Netherlands. So I won't go back to what are the main messages of this publication, but I encourage you to read them because it gives a bit an overview of what need to be put in place to further attract financing for transboundary water cooperation and management. Next slide, please. Thanks. And finally, I mean, you also the agenda of the 2 days, but I just wanted to come back basically on the fact that the first day will be mainly aimed at discussing public funding and financing, trying to understand how can countries and RBOs mobilize domestic finance and international public funding. And the second day will be focusing on private finance, looking a bit more closely at what is the landscape of private finance actors, their role, and also potential role they could play at basin level to further contribute to water security. And we will look at what are the current challenges to be addressed to mobilize further their support, and also how to make them consider better the importance of transboundary water cooperation in their investment decision. So this workshop, as I mentioned before, is one step further compared to the two others, because we also want to dedicate quite a big time to interactive exchanges. That's why you saw that some marketplaces will be planned during the 2 days. And these marketplaces, we will explain you later on exactly what they will consist of. But the main objective will be to really have an informal space where participants can exchange freely on challenges and solutions related to the topic, and also a space where participants can approach financial actors, but also partners they are interested in learning from, and ask questions about their work, but also about their funding and financial mechanism. So I will stop here, and before giving back the floor to the chair, Dimka, I just want to announce also that for those who have DSA, they will be distributed during lunchtime by our colleague Camille and Lien. Dimka, I let you announce the event of tonight.